RadioArchives.com presents Operator 5 magazine from August 1934. Cavern of the Damned, the fifth adventure of James Christopher, Operator 5, America's Secret Service Ace, by Frederick C. Davis, writing as Curtis Steele, read by Milton Bagby. Secretly, behind closed doors and guarded portals, the mysterious black power of Zava spread its hidden terror throughout America. What evil force was behind the destruction of churches, the wholesale disappearance of entire congregations? What sinister spell had fallen upon American men and women to make them hurl themselves into white-hot flaming furnaces? A trap worse than death is laid for Operator 5 when, in a final effort to combat this monstrous hidden power, he makes his way alone into the cavern of the damned. And now, James Christopher, Operator 5's thrilling adventure, Cavern of the Damned. Chapter 1. The Eyes in the Sky. The swift roadster swung sharply around a bend in the black road that wound high into the night-shrouded mountains. Its headlamps probed into a wreathing fog. The glow of the dash shone, bright in the clear blue eyes of the young man gripping the wheel, and brought out the huddled figure beside him. The driver kept silent as he sped through the black confusion, as masses of mist whisked past like flying ghosts. James Christopher, otherwise known as Operator 5 of the United States Intelligence Service, was speeding north in response to an urgent secret message received from his Washington chief. It had reached him while he had basked on a sunny Florida beach, those few cryptic words couched in Code 7. The code was the one thus far unsolvable cipher existing in the world. Its use signified that the secret message was of unusual importance. One reading of it had brought Jimmy Christopher's well-deserved vacation to an abrupt end. Following Operator 5's strenuous work on the case of the melting death, which had followed so close on the heels of his successful efforts to terminate the war declared on the United States by the Yellow Empire, he had driven to Florida for a few weeks' respite. The message in Code 7 had arrived at his destination almost as soon as he had. Now, after 24 hours of swift driving, he was still at the wheel, winding his way through the chill heights of the Blue Ridge Range in Virginia. The decoded message had hinted a sinister mystery. Mysterious and horrible deaths of four intelligence operators in scattered parts of the country, all apparently linked together, demands immediate action. We are relying on you. Return at once and meet me at address X, New York. And it was signed Z7. Another sharp turn swung the roadster upon a stretch of road crossing a lofty plateau, banked by illimitable darkness. The headlamps threw writhing shadows along a craggy wall. The car quickened speed as a startled voice spoke beside Operator 5. "Jimmy, look!" Tim Donovan, the self-reliant, freckle-faced lad who had aided Operator 5 in the solution of several important cases, had straightened in wide-eyed astonishment. He poked a stubby forefinger toward the depths of the valley ahead, and Jimmy Christopher, nudging the brakes, gazed toward a weird glow that had appeared in the emptiness of the sky. A moment before, a darkness unbroken and all-enveloping had mantled the mountains, but now a nebulous shine hovered in the mist, a light that seemed to twist like a living thing and draw itself into a semblance of a face.
"What is it, Jimmy?" Tim Donovan asked breathlessly. "It's getting plainer all the time. It's a pair of eyes."
Jimmy Christopher nodded as he continued to slow the car and echoed quietly, "Eyes." The eyes were looking through the night sky in the fog, down upon the night-covered earth. Of gigantic proportions, bright against the blackness of the empty space beyond, each second they grew sharper, more distinct. A huge pair of orbs, disembodied, fascinating in the intensity of their gaze, they stared out of nothingness.
"Gee, Jimmy, it's like a big ghost looking at us,"
Tim Donovan whispered. Even as the Irish lad spoke, another glow appeared in the night, farther away and low on the horizon. It was brighter and flickered like naked flame. The shine of it increased swiftly, and Operator 5, intently peering through narrowed lids, detected black outlines in the distant blaze.
"A burning building," he said quietly.